When Sarah Murphy found out she was pregnant, she was initially shocked.
Because I didn't think that I would have kids. And then, you know, I ended up having him when I was 39.
Her advanced age led to a medically complicated pregnancy. Her income wasn't as high as she thought it should be to cover the associated costs. And as the child of a Black woman living in Allegheny County, Sarah Murphy's baby was 3 times more likely than a white woman's child to die before reaching his first birthday. 2 years ago, the rate here was 14.5 deaths per 1,000 live births for Black babies. For white babies, it was 5.7. That was in 2010, the last year for which numbers are available. If that figure seems high, it's because it is. J. Nadine Gracia is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Minority Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says that number is around the average for Black babies in the U.S. It is one of the starkest health disparities between Blacks and whites in the country.
Infant mortality certainly is a marker of the health of the nation, the quality of life and longevity in the nation. And so certainly these rates continue to be alarming and need to be addressed.
As high as those figures are, they are lower than they had been in the 1980s and early 90s. Then, Black babies in Allegheny County were 5 times more likely to die than white babies. The rate dropped with the help of locally based, federally funded programs that dispense old-fashioned motherly advice, among other things.
At one point in time, there was always that grandmother or that great-grandmother that was there to help the mom along and teach her what she knew.
A pregnant Sarah Murphy was connected with Doretta Lemon of Nurse Family Partnership. Lemon, a registered nurse, visits pregnant women every month at their homes. And she maintains her relationship with the mother and her infant until the child is 2 years old.
Why don't we just get started with his assessment?
Okay.
Also, I wanted to ask you, how is your blood pressure? Did you ever get the blood pressure cuff?
Mm-hmm. I did. It's actually, it's had a wide range. The other day, I had a real high one.
Murphy's baby Joseph, who is now 6 months old, is healthy. Murphy credits it in part to the house calls from Lemon.
All right.
2012. Okay. Why don't we see how Joseph is doing on the playmat right now?
Okay.
Maybe we can see how well he's able to do that sitting that you were talking about.
Having someone come in as frequent as Doretta does visit is that we've built a bond. I can pretty much share anything about my health and the baby's health with her because she's been there since before he was born, like a part of the family.
Between Nurse Family Partnership, which started working in the county in the early 2000s, and Healthy Start, which started in the early 90s, federally funded nurses and health professionals in Allegheny County visit nearly 1,000 high-risk pregnant women a year. These free, regular visits provide mothers with information about their pregnancies, their bodies, and their nutritional needs. The new mother is then guided through her child's early life. This has helped bring down the infant mortality rates. But there are still deaths.
It will always be a problem because it is not just an isolated problem.
That's Cheryl Squire Flint, Healthy Start's regional director. She worries that with federal funding cuts and Pennsylvania's reluctance to embrace parts of the Affordable Care Act, services could be cut. The infant mortality rate, which fluctuates, could creep up again. There are varying causes of death for the infants that die. Among them, premature birth, low birth weight, and sudden infant death syndrome. Researchers have tried to find the causes for this disparity. Some of it can be attributed to poverty, poor health habits, and lack of access to health care. But Flint says women from this background also distrust the system and medical professionals.
People have a hard time believing that there are medical complexes that people fly across the world to come to, and people six blocks away won't utilize the service and don't have confidence in what takes place right in their own city.
Valerie Copeland is a professor at Pitt's School of Social Work. She's worked as a consultant for Healthy Start, teaching workers cultural competencies so they can build trust with the women they visit. She says a lot of the research that points to smoking, living in polluted areas, obesity, or lack of vitamin D exposure as possible causes of infant mortality often involves a certain level of finger pointing.
We blame poor women for the poor health that they have. You know, they don't have always have access to health care. They don't have the resources to properly care for themselves and their children. And we don't always have service systems that are sensitive to the needs of these women. They're not culturally sensitive.
Ron Voorhees runs the Allegheny County Department of Health. Other research has looked at the ongoing stressful effects of discrimination on Black women.
And what we find is that the infants of Black mothers who have graduate degrees, maybe doctors, lawyers, professionals, they're people with the potential for good incomes, that they still have much higher infant mortality, even compared with, say, a white woman who dropped out of high school.
The high infant mortality rate is a problem that those who live through are not vocal about, either publicly or privately, says Carmen Anderson, who was Healthy Start's former director.
It's something that we assume everyone can do successfully and so forth. And so when it does not happen that way, I think generally people are not prepared to respond to the loss.
She says while organizations such as Healthy Start offer counseling to parents after experiencing that kind of loss, not everyone who experiences it seeks out behavioral health services.
It, in some levels, becomes the norm, sadly. And so it goes with, this is just a part of our experience.
This disparity is especially striking, she says, in a city that proudly touts its reinvention as a post-industrial, most livable city.
We are a region that prides ourselves on a quality of life and healthy, thriving families, and we cannot do that when a significant part of the community is not sharing in the prosperity, in the wellness, in the health and vitality of the overall community.
Sarah Murphy's baby is doing well. Because of Doretta Lemon, Murphy has been breastfeeding, and she keeps charts and records of her son's growth.
So he fell asleep. That's okay. He usually wakes up before we do.
She says she has a lifetime of worries ahead of her. For Blacks in Pittsburgh, health disparities exist across the lifespan. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.